It's Chad Weiss. Welcome to the Nobody's or Somebody's podcast. Happy Monday to you all. And here's another TT Quick episode for you. That's thrown together quick episode for you on this Monday, December the 11th. Reminding everyone out there to check out, in case you haven't heard about it before, we have a Facebook page, Facebook group, I should say. I keep messing that up. I don't know why. Maybe I should not do promotions for myself. I should hire someone for this job. We have a Facebook group for the Nobody's or Somebody's official podcast page. Group, site, link, whatever you want to call it. It's a group. Definitely check it out when you get a chance to. It's a closed group, so just send a message to sign on and come on in and join a conversation. Talk to me, talk to some former guests, maybe become a guest of your own, suggest some episode arcs down the road, suggest some people that you think might be good for the podcast, all kinds of things. Just come and check it out. Hopefully it's what you're into. And I'd love to have people come over there and just start a conversation, start things happening. So definitely hope to hear from you there. I want to give a shout out to all the listeners all over the world, of course, everywhere you download my podcast, how you get here, by streaming it, downloading it, subscribing to it. I really appreciate it, as always. Thanks again so much for every week as we get closer and closer to, I can't believe it's almost going to be a year since I started this podcast. It's going to be January 30th of 2017, January 30th. I can't believe it. It seems like so long ago, but it also seems like it just happened. And it just, speaking of throwing together quick, that's kind of how the podcast came about. I kind of, you know, just decided to try it. And from then on, I just, you know, downloaded an ebook on how to record it, to find out the best recording equipment, or what you can do it on the cheap. Actually, that's how I looked it up. How can you start a podcast on the cheap? And I definitely started it on the cheap, and I'm still doing it on the cheap, too, so nothing much has changed there, which is still awesome. But I downloaded an ebook by Orlando Rios. He is a podcaster himself, and he had a free ebook, of course, free, and I downloaded that. I followed his instructions, downloaded the recommended software, and scored the microphone that he suggested, which is the awesome Blue Yeti microphone that I'm sitting right in front of right now. Actually, it's in front of me. That would be weird if I was in front of it.
Would you be able to hear me?
That sounds like a drive-thru window, right? again, Blue Yeti doesn't support this podcast, but I definitely want to shout it out anyway because it's an awesome microphone. It's done everything I needed to do and more. It's really captured the guests. It's so much better than using a phone, as you can hear and tell. You can tell the difference when I use the microphone as opposed to using the phone. So Blue Yeti all the way. And this is a black one. It's very cool. It fits in with the color of my computer and the color of my heart. So definitely very happy with the equipment that I've gotten, and it was easy to obtain. And now I'm almost at the year mark because of it, and always looking to make improvements, make things better. But I'm happy with how things have been going. I'm happy with all the downloaders and people seemingly to listen. People seemingly listening, coming from everywhere and anywhere, but especially from California. You are my number one downloaded area, according to Libsyn, which is my hosting site. Californians are listening to me out there, so thank you very much. I'm giving a shout out to you, everyone in California right now who's listening to me. Of course, my home province of Ontario, there's people out there. There's a few people over there listening to me somewhere. So thank you very much for everyone in Ontario who's tuning in, listening to this, downloading, streaming, however you're getting it. Washington State is also downloading me. These are the top three right now, actually: California, Ontario, and Washington. So thank you to those three. And I can't forget, I'm going to throw in a couple more here, just because, why should we just stop at the top three, right? South Africa, Gauteng, I think that's how you say it, or Gauteng, I'm not sure. Sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong. I think I've done it in the past wrong as well too, but thank you to all the people in South Africa and in that city who are listening. Hello to you. Hello. And Virginia State, the state of Virginia. Hello to you guys, too. You're all in the top five. So I appreciate all you guys listening. Everyone listening everywhere, but you guys seem to be pouring in the most in droves. And I guess you're liking what you hear. Hopefully I can keep that up for you, and you can keep on liking what you hear. And I'll keep liking that you listen to the podcast. So thanks very much again. So today is a different show a little bit. It's almost a solo show. It's almost a solo show. I do have a quick chat with Chantal Ven, make sure we say her name right. Chantal Ven. I'm going to speak to her in a couple minutes. Did another quick little interview in the car since I loved it so much last week with Leah. I mean, these car interviews are just, they're just the best. I mean, if I can't, I don't have my studio anymore right now. It's been taken over by thieves. Just kidding. I don't have access to it right now. But I do want to say that finding guests for the podcast is a little tricky, especially this time of year. We're getting close to Christmas, and people are busy, right? People are going out with their families. They take trips. They're on holidays, or they're at work trying to, you know, finish off work and try to get as much crammed into one time before the holidays kick off, so they can enjoy the holidays stress and worry free, knowing that the work is done. They won't come back to, you know, a huge pile of work that they just kind of like coasted into before the holidays started, right? So everyone's just, you know, pounding the pavement right now, except for me. I'm just sitting here asking people to come and talk to me, like, please talk to me, please, please, please. Hey, what are you doing? 10 million things at once. Oh, cool. Can you come and talk to me on my podcast a little bit? You know what I mean? It just doesn't jive sometimes. So I get it. I understand. A lot of people I've reached out to have informed me that January, of course, obviously, when things return to normal, families back where they belong, back home, things have settled down again, January is a good time for them to talk to me. So looking forward to a big, huge January, which means, you know, as well, it'll be a brand new season, brand new year of the podcast, more bigger and better to come. So that'll work out just fine with me. So you may find me struggling a little bit with guest amounts and people and variety as we get closer into the end of December, but hopefully you'll bear with me and still find some enjoyment in these podcasts. And I promise it won't be all about me. I will get some people in here as best as I can. Maybe some returning favorites or not so favorites, some returning people either way, but I'll definitely get content out there and it'll definitely be something. Of course, I did notice that Christmas Day, the 25th, is a Monday, which is normally when my podcast would air, and it still will. Of course, I'll probably get that show, probably should start working on that now, since I'm having trouble securing certain guests, right? I should probably start working on that now. But there will be an episode available on Christmas Day, so if you want to take a break from your family and head upstairs, run upstairs, get the headphones on, and listen to Nobody's or Somebody's podcast with me, Chad Weiss, now you have a reason and an escape. If you want to move on from the festivities and you're having a little bit too much, come and chill with me, and we'll take you through another Monday episode of the podcast on Christmas Day. Of course, I'll be with my family as well, too, as will you and yours. But if you're not near your family or can't get there, for whatever reason, you're not with them, definitely spend some time with me, listen to me on the podcast, and I definitely appreciate that support and definitely enjoy having you listening to me. So Christmas Day, this podcast is still going to be available. Don't know what's going to happen on it. Might just be me yelling Merry Christmas real loud for half an hour. I don't know, but it's going to be something. At least there's going to be a new episode, and even if I just do that, hey, that's new, right? I don't think I've done that before, and I probably never would again. So definitely thank you for tuning in, and definitely hope to hear from you on Christmas. So one other thing before I let Chantel do a little bit of talking as I sit in the car with her. Taking notes, grabbing paper, when something, like when I do these intros, I'm always trying to find a way to, like, if something pops in my head that I want to talk about and listen or mention on the podcast, I always get out my little notepad on the computer and just put in some notes, or I, you know, type something down on my phone, or even if I find a good old-fashioned piece of pen and paper, I always get a notes down for things to talk about, things I might have saw when I'm out and about, something that someone might have said to me or suggested to me. Whatever the case may be, I like to take these show notes. I never used to do it before. I used to just wing it, which is cool, I guess, to a point. When I first started this podcast, and maybe you can tell, or maybe you can tell more now, I don't know. I used to do my openings. Maybe they were a little bit shorter, but I used to just come up with a couple things on the fly as I started the record button. I pressed record and just started talking, did a little intro about the show I was about to do, and then, bam, we were off to the races. But now I've put a little more thought into it. Not like I didn't do it then before, but I just kind of, you know, kind of reanalyze and reassess the work I'm doing on the podcast and how it's coming together, and thinking, what can I do to maybe, you know, add to the quality or just make it a little more streamlined or a little more flowing. I thought of doing, you know, some monologue intros, maybe doing a little bit of talk about me, talk about my family, talk about my life, talk about things I've seen, just give it a more personal touch, right? Rather than just, here's promotion for the show, here's what's going to happen on the show, come visit my websites, blah, blah, blah. I mean, sure, I want to tell people that too, but I don't want that to be the end-all, be-all, right, of the podcast. This podcast is mine, it's me, and I'm the host, I'm the producer, content creator, so I need to give some value behind that and explain why I'm doing a podcast. I've done that on an episode before, but I mean, it's nice to, in the intro, to kind of refresh people in case not everyone's always going back to episode number 4 when I first did my first No Guest Vice solo show to learn about why I do what I do. So I gotta act like, you know, this is the first time you're, and maybe it is for some of you out there, maybe this is the first time you're downloading an episode. So if you are, hi, how are you? It's about time you got here. Thanks for listening to the podcast. So I gotta treat it like that and you know, assume that you're listening for the first time and this is new and refreshing for you, and you want to hear about me, like, why am I doing a podcast, why am I doing this, why am I doing that. So I started taking notes about things I wanted to say, kind of, you know, build an intro and kind of like structure it a little bit. And I don't want to make it so like it's completely planned out, like point A, point B, point C, point D. I don't want it to be completely like rigid, but I do want to have a little bit of a flow to it. And the best way to do that is just to give myself some pointers and just give myself some guidelines to achieve, right? So I started listing on my little notepad here. That's Windows Notepad, in case you're wondering. So point A, when I first start the opening intro, what I want to talk about right off the top of the bat. So what we'll do today is, I'll quickly do this before we hop on to Chantel, hop on to the interview with Chantel. I did where I opened up with the podcast, thank you very much for joining, happy Monday, blah, 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 blah. Thank you for whoever you're joining me too, and then jumped right into them. The next thing on the list is where to find the Nobody's or Somebody's podcast, Facebook page. Of course, I always want to mention that because, again, in case this is the first time you're hearing the podcast, I want to make sure you know that I have a Facebook group. I have a Facebook group you can join, and it's called Nobody's or Somebody's Podcast Official. Search it up on Facebook. You'll find the group. Come join it. Come talk, right? So I start with that, and then I haven't done this in a while. I started looking at it last night, actually, before I started recording this intro, what my stat numbers were at the Libsyn hosting site. So I want to see how many people like are downloading it, but I also want to see from where is the most popular places, because wherever they are, I definitely want to give a special, everyone's special, important, obviously, who listens to the podcast, right? But people who are more, like, there's more people in one area listening to the podcast than others, right? I don't expect to have the exact same density of listeners in every single place of the world. That would be amazing, but that's not possible. I don't think that's possible. I don't know of any podcasts that are doing that. If you are, congratulations to you. Please give me pointers and show me how to do that. But for me, I have a top 3 or a top 5, like anything else, of a concentrated area of where people are listening. And it just happens to be California. It happens to be here in Ontario where I'm at, Washington State, South Africa, and Virginia State. And there's more. I could list them all, but the numbers go down. And there's a lot of far-reaching places. Like, there's the Netherlands, there's Japan, I think Australia, New Zealand. Like, there's people out there obviously listening to the podcast. It's available worldwide, so you can get it anywhere if you choose to do so. We're on iTunes and all those good places. Which I'll mention quickly as I move on. But yeah, so I just wanted to kind of make a shout out to those people and just say, hey, thank you for listening. I know you're listening. I appreciate it. Keep it up. Thank you. Recommend me to your friends and enemies, all that good stuff. Then I moved on to my next portion of the conversation, which was finding guests for the podcast. Wasn't so easy in these last few weeks because, like I said, people are busy. So I have that pointer. And then this next thing is me explaining why I take notes. So that's the next thing on the piece of paper here, taking notes, grabbing paper quick when something happens that I want to talk about on my show, exclamation mark. Oh, and the next point here, recently referred a few former guests to another show, Helping Feels Good. Of course, I referred a couple of my former guests to the Open Topic Podcast, Open T Podcast. T stands for topic, Eric V. So, he's got a couple of guests of mine that are going to appear on his show, so we all like to share. Sharing is caring, so hopefully that works out for them and him. And everyone gets to have their conversation, everyone gets to be heard, so hopefully you won't have heard too much of them by the time it's done. But definitely thankful to them for going on his podcast and sharing the love. And then I move on where it says ads/promos, where I do my quick promos. Might as well do them right now quickly. I just shirked myself. What should I do? Oh no, I just shirked myself. I should get a t-shirt, and so should you. That's Christine Francis Poe, my former guest. She was doing the Tico Travels What's in Your Sleigh karaoke as well, which is now finished. I can't wait to chat with her, actually, to see how that went. It happened on December 7th, the Thursday evening from 7 to 11:30 in Burlington, Ontario, Canada. If you did get out there and check it out, thank you very much. That's awesome that you did that. If you weren't able to, that's okay. There's always next year. I think she does something similar every year. Next year, I hope to make a personal appearance there. So I'm going to be working towards that. And hopefully she met her goals. I can't wait to see which how it turned out for her. I haven't had an opportunity to follow up with her yet, so I'm going to do that this week. Thanks for the reminder. And we'll see if we can get her on for even a quick little phone. Ugh, I know the phone. Ugh. If I can get a quick little phone talk, a conversation with her, just to see, quick check-in, see how it went, that'd be great. But you can check out at I Just Shirt Tees. That's I Just Shirt, S-H-I-R-T. Keep it clean, folks. Tees, T-E-E-S. It's on the Facebook page. And you can also check out ijustshirt.com. It's her new website for new t-shirts of different funny, cool little sayings. Just like that one, I just shirt myself. So definitely check out her site, support that. Of course, always check out www.tiko.ca, Tiko, T-I-K-K-O.ca, for all the information about Tiko, the traveling bear, polar bear, raising autism awareness around the world and getting people involved, getting communities engaged, and just talking to people and just going on vacation basically for the year. I mean, that's my next step. I mean, from doing a podcast to vacationing all year, I'm following that bear. Okay, I gotta go where he's at. That's where the action is, and it's definitely for a great cause. So support Christine Francis Poe, Christine at tico.ca. Send her an email just to say hey, hello, enjoy your stuff, find out about the bear. If you want to get the bear on your travels, take him around where you go, that'd be awesome. I'm sure she'd love it, she'd appreciate it. So definitely send her an email, and she'll be able to hook you up with that. Of course, like I've always told you before, we're available on Blueberry among many different podcast host platforms, among different services. But Blueberry, if you have a podcast of your own, you can definitely host it on Blueberry. Use my promo code when you do, because you'll get a free month of free hosting on that platform. Promo code is NOBODY. Again, pretend this is the first time you've heard this podcast, and if you have a podcast, you want to be like me, got something to say, do it on the cheap. This is definitely the way to do it on the cheap, like I said. Get a month free. What's cheaper than free? Huh? Not doing it, right? And you're going to do this, so nobody. Use nobody. Be a nobody just like me and you. Use it wisely. Go to blueberry.com. That's B-L-U-B-R-Y for the Blueberry site, and you can find all the details there on how to get started with your own. We have a podcast. Get started with your own podcast. Now you can host it there. So that's pretty awesome. Find me on Acast, as well as Spreaker, iTunes, Google Play Music, SoundCloud, Revoice, Player FM, Blueberry, Stitcher, TuneIn, and the Libsyn hosting site, which is Nobody's Are Somebody's, all one word, .libsyn.com. Use promo code Nobody's, N-O-B-O-D-I-E-S. Did I spell that right? N-O-B-O-D-I-E-S, Nobody's. Oh boy. On SubCamco.com, that's the Championship Vinyl Record Store. And you can take 50% off your entire total purchase. No minimum purchase required. Buy one record, get half off of it. Well, what's better than that? It might be a dollar record. You can get it for 50 cents. I have dollar records up there. Some of them, I know the quality of them are a little bit, but they're worthwhile having, and they still play. So if you want to buy a dollar record, get it for 50 cents. You can't beat that. Come on. And you listen to this podcast, you can't beat that. Come on. Hustle. Just hustling you guys. Subcamco.com, Championship Vinyl, buy a record, 50% off, Nobody's. And if you go to Subcamco Shop, my other site, for the general merchandise store, different products, different games, it's the holiday season. You got to shop, got to buy stuff, do it now. Take 20% off your total purchase, no minimum required there. Get one item, get 20% off, can't beat that. Again, same promo code, just for listening to this podcast. Only if you listen to this podcast do you hear this promo code, unless you, tell your friends to go use it too. But hey, I can't. I mean, they should be listening to this podcast too. Then I expect that you would let them tell them, hey, you gotta listen to this podcast. This is a great podcast. This is an interesting podcast. You gotta hear this guy's voice. What a podcast. Oh my god, you gotta hear this guy's voice. Oh jeez. Nobody's. You gotta check it out. So definitely check out the sites and use Nobody's and get some, save some money. That's what it's all about. So always, if you can, say hello to me on Twitter. I'm there. Instagram, Google Plus, Pinterest, the YouTube channel, Subcamco TV, or just send me a good old-fashioned email. Oh, boring. Chad Vice, C-H-A-D-V-I-C-E, at subcamco.com. That's S-E-B-C-A-M-C-O.com. I haven't done that in a while, so I'm sorry. I brought it back. So, anyways, let's get to Chantel right now. I sat in the car with her real quick, and Yeah, that was fun. Definitely just had a quick conversation with her, so it wouldn't be all about me. It's got to be about other people. It's got to be about the guests. If you want to be a guest, hit me up. I need guests. We're going to roll into December, and we're going to keep moving this show along. I'm really happy for the support that you guys give. So thanks, Chantel, for being a sport, coming out in the cold.
So, Chantel.
Yes.
Welcome to my car.
Thank you.
The Chevrolet Bruise.
Mm-hmm.
I have my computer here with me right now, and we were supposed to record this interview on the computer, but just like me, it doesn't work. So I'm using my phone to record you. I know you only have a few minutes. Appreciate you coming by, and I just want to know, what did you do this weekend?
We had our family Christmas party at my parents' place. So we had close to 40 people. It was like a potluck, so that was fun.
I just have one question, follow up on that. Why the hell wasn't I invited?
Maybe next year.
Oh, that's not an answer. 40 people, wow, there's 40 people, like, close relatives in your family, or is it guests and friends, or how did that
Well, it's my mom's brothers and sisters. She's one of six.
Oh, wow.
And then they have kids, and most of them have kids now.
Okay.
Except for me and one other cousin.
Right, so it's about time you caught up.
I guess so.
Yeah. You can add
my clock's ticking off. Yeah, so.
You can go up to 45 people there this time. I'm still trying to turn my computer on, which, again, I have a hard time doing on most things. And the computer is one of it. Was this is this a yearly thing that you guys do, like a family reunion?
Yes.
Do you have any highlights from this family reunion that you want to share? Anything interesting happen? Any wild and crazy family stories? Something you got up to that you don't want to...
No, it didn't get too wild and crazy.
No.
There's quite a few little kids there, so yeah. But near the end, there was my brother usually yammers on and on at the end.
But is that, what does he usually talk about?
Anything. He talks a lot.
Is he an interesting character? Does he have interesting stories? Does he make stuff up?
He can be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a hunter. Like, he hunts quite a bit, so... Most topics are around
about that. Hunting and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So 40 people. Wow. So it's a big place then, a big house you got to?
It's not that big, but my dad put a wood stove in the garage.
Okay.
So we had two tables out there. And then we have a sun porch that people can sit in. Mm-hmm. And so it was okay.
And it was an all day thing? Or was it a whole weekend thing?
No, it was just like an afternoon kind of thing.
Okay.
One until I think people were there till 8.
Oh, really?
So people... it wasn't no late night.
Oh, wow.
So crazy.
So let me get this straight. There's 40 people.
Yeah.
There's hunting stories.
Yeah.
There's lots of little kids around.
Yeah.
And it lasted till 8 o'clock.
Right.
It sounded like a children's birthday party.
Pretty well.
Is that what it was? Whose birthday was it? Did you exchange gifts?
No.
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 Does that happen soon?
Well, Christmas Day, just with our own... immediate family.
So how many people will be at this gathering then on Christmas Day?
Six.
Okay, so that's a lot
including
less.
Including me.
That's a lot less, including you.
Right.
Oh, wow. So that's quite the shindig.
So me, my mom, dad, brother, sister-in-law, and niece.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since your parents probably don't listen to this podcast, what did you get them for Christmas?
I haven't bought either of them anything yet.
Oh.
Tonight I plan to go to... Best Buy after work to get her a new cell phone.
Oh, nice.
Something that she can easily use. She's not a big techie person, so.
Perhaps you can get yourself a cell phone charger. So for the car.
I do have one, just not with me.
Okay, because your phone is running on what now? What's your percentage of?
It's.
This is a totally random thing to ask. But I just had to because we just spoke about it.
Yeah, well, it's red, the little
thing. Oh, it's at the red, yeah. So I definitely recommend picking one up for yourself. Treat yourself,
yes,
Chantel.
Yes.
Treat yourself. I stole you from work.
Yes.
Do they know you've left? Or?
I think they noticed that I got up and left.
They noticed that you got up and left, yeah. Okay, are they expecting you back soon? Are they counting the hours down? Are they docking your pay?
Nobody's really paying attention.
Oh.
I'm sure,
and where do you work?
I'm sure they notice if I left for, 3 hours, but...
Right.
I'm a little over an hour. They won't get too upset about it.
I got you. And you're still at the school board?
Yeah.
Are you still liking it there?
Yes.
So as we close into Christmas then, what's different this time of year working there versus the rest of the year? Anything special or anything different? Because school is starting to go out soon for the holidays, right?
Right, yeah. A lot of schools are like canceling stuff because they're having their own Christmas stuff, so
okay.
other groups can't use it, and different churches use the schools, so they're setting their stuff up, and soon I'm going to be busy with the provincial election stuff that's coming up in June. They rent a lot of our schools.
Oh, so what do you have to do for that?
Well, I have to, I don't get too involved in it, but like they've made their rounds to see that everything's accessible.
Who's they? Like the committee or who shows up?
Well, the Elections Ontario people, they okay. show up to make sure it's accessible, and then they have to make any changes. And I basically have to cancel anything that's normally in there that day and mm-hmm. figure out if any costs are involved. And
do you have any direct contact with them when they come? Do they meet with you?
Yeah, I have to sign lease agreements and
well.
And stuff like that. And then if they're there, you know, outside of regular hours, or I have to charge them. And
wow.
The schools get really annoyed with it because...
Do you charge them with trespassing, or what do you charge them with?
Like a fee if, oh, if a caretaker okay. has to stay.
Oh, sorry. Just want to clarify.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
Something else?
Yeah, the schools get annoyed with them because the public's coming in and out, but they hire right. security. We more or less can't say no.
They hire their own security, like
they bring in people, like they get own, like, volunteers and stuff.
Okay,
but we basically can't say no to them using our school. We have to make it available to them.
Or what's the penalty? They'll just come in anyway, or they'll note your school as basically, or note the school as being.
I don't know if they're
non-compliance with the government's requests.
Or yeah, I'm not sure what the
what kind of heavy is. Hand will Justin Trudeau come down and you know, give you all a big slap
take
in the
a
face.
Selfie with me.
Take a selfie with you. Would that be punishment for you?
No.
Are you a fan of Trudeau?
I'm not a political person.
But if you had to venture a guess, do you like how his hair looks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you like
nice
how,
hair
how
though.
He looks? Yeah. Nice hair though, eh? Very Canadian. And Donald Trump, any opinion on him?
I don't like him.
Oh yeah? Why? Did he say something to you or
no, he's just I don't know. A poor excuse for a person, I think.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, he is running the United States of America now.
He is.
So next time you go over there, show some respect. Because you're in his country.
Right.
Right?
Right.
All right. When do you plan to go back, just so he can be
I
aware?
I don't know. I was thinking you're going to take me shopping with you the next time.
At JCPenney?
Yeah.
Because you like my picture on my Facebook, eh?
I
Chad
do.
Weiss's Facebook, yeah.
I do.
I put a picture of JCPenney up there because I frequent there every day now, shopping for deals for which to bring to you. Those of you in Canada, if you're in the U.S., well, then I'm just taking stuff out of your hands and putting it in mine because you won't be able to buy it if I'm there. Next trip is probably going to, I was just in Watertown, I'm probably going to Potsdam and maybe Malone.
Oh.
I'm doing a New York tour.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for the podcast, more for my online businesses, but
Syracuse is nice.
Syracuse too. Is nice too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Albany and all these places I got to hit. Before I eventually make it to the big NYC, which
right.
you've been to.
I've been to.
Which we talked about on your last podcast
yes.
episode.
Yeah.
Do you plan to go again?
I'd like to.
If you could tell me one place only to go there besides Times Square, Rockefeller Center, where would you tell me to go? And not hell either. I'm going to go to hell. Those are the only places you've been, right?
Well, I'm just trying to remember the different places that I went that I really liked.
Like a restaurant. Do you have a favorite restaurant that you went to? I always love to eat. I'm a big eater.
We went to Brazil one of the nights. It was fun.
No, I said New York City I'm going.
Right.
New York City.
Yes,
yeah.
New York City.
Yeah.
The name of the restaurant is Brazil.
Okay.
Yeah. I also went to Chinatown. That was fun and bought the knockoff purses.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they, like, they're
or
literally
not nice,
behind, like,
yeah.
hidden walls and stuff.
What?
It's kind of
like, so how do you shop for them? Like, do you have to ask for them, or how does that work?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you know what's there?
Our bus tour kind of led us to there.
Yeah.
But there's certain times you can't go in because there's people watching, and, oh, it's all illegal, right?
Wow.
But you can get, like, knockoff.
So the police are watching, or whoever is there watching, so you can't go in, but then do you take a chance yourself by going in there?
Yeah.
So what made you...
Well,
risk
we wanted knockoff
purse.
Prada,
oh.
you know.
Well, nothing stops your knockoff requests. Wow. You never mentioned this on the last episode. That's
interesting. I didn't
interesting.
Think of it, yeah.
No, that's awesome. What else didn't you think of?
We got sunglasses, too. I think we were near the pier, and there was people just walking around, and every now and then they come up to you and say, you want to buy sunglasses? And they
and
take
you said,
out
hell
the
yeah.
garbage bag. And
you're
yeah.
all about that, eh?
Yeah.
Anything to cut costs. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So they lead you into this. How did you find out about the store? Was it just mentioned by the tour guide? Or the,
yeah.
And they said, did they warn you not to go? Or did they give you any kind of...
Well, they say at go your at your own risk.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
They told you the consequences that you could be mm-hmm. arrested for buying fake knockoffs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My mom got into an argument with some of the...
police?
people selling. No, the guy selling.
How? Yeah. What was the...
Well, there was one particular bag she wanted, and let's say the other guy said they were 30.
Yeah.
This guy wanted it to be 35, and she said... You know,
you said 30.
But he said 30. He's like, no, it has to be 35. And
$5, eh?
Yeah.
she risked it all for $5. Did she, in the end, did she get her $5 off?
I think she did.
That's a win-win.
Yep.
Yeah, give me five. Yeah. That was, I gave her five. I know you couldn't see that or hear that because that was one of the worst. Give it some slap. Well, that's sort of better. well, that's awesome. I guess you won't mention the name of the store, but I guess if you're in New York, you can get some knockoff purses behind a wall.
On Canal Street.
On Canal Street, okay. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for that, use it at your own risk. That seems so unlike you. That's so,
I know,
that's
right?
So badass. I like that. Yeah, you're buying a knockoff purse from behind the wall. No walls will stop me. I will have my purse. Anything you want to say before you go?
Thanks for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. Thanks for coming to the Chevrolet Brews. And sorry, my computer doesn't work. Maybe it's a knockoff.
Maybe.
Maybe it's not.
No.
I don't do that. Thanks, Chantel.
Thank you.
My thanks to Chantel for being a good sport on the cold. She's truly Canadian. Obviously, sitting in a car. I am Canadian, but I do not enjoy sitting in a cold. I do not enjoy sitting in the wintertime. So I do enjoy the podcast. I do enjoy spending time with friends, and I do enjoy meeting new people, so I definitely do it for that. But winter, well, that's a no-go. That's a full stop. So, but definitely enjoyed that. Hope you did too. I appreciate, like I always said, for you guys to download, listen, to stream, to subscribe. I'd love to hear comments. I'd love to hear more engagement, whether you like it, whether you dislike it. Share with your friends. Share with your enemies. More to come. I do hope to speak with Fred, actually, at this point this week. I know he has every day off this week because he's... I guess he's just taking a week off from his job. Really don't need him. We probably don't need him. we're going to try to do another News of the World episode. Number two, News of the World 2. We're just going to grab the paper and go through it again. So if you liked that previous episode, and I think people did, we got another one coming for you. And if you don't like it, listen anyway, because you never know what we're going to say. I mean, there's no reason not to. Listen to that guy's voice. Oh, my God. Definitely check that out. So I'm going to talk to him this week. And, of course, work on new guests and try to corral people in here before the Christmas happens, including a Christmas Day special episode. I don't know who's going to be on it, but someone's going to be on it. At the very least, it's going to be me. So I'm enjoying to spend Christmas time with you guys. So thanks again for listening. As I said a million times, happy Monday, happy week. Stay safe, everybody. Stay heavy and enjoy each other. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your life. Thanks, guys.
Get ready for Nobody's Are Somebody's Prime Cuts.
The Nobody's Are Somebody's podcast with Chad Weiss. Next week, same time, another guest.